evening, everyone. We are back for our regularly scheduled meeting, Tuesday, February 14th, 2023, meeting of the Terry Township Board of Supervisors. So I call this meeting to order. Thank you all for coming and spending your Valentine's Day here with us. First order of business is our Pledge of Allegiance. So if everyone please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Priestley, if you wouldn't mind just taking the roll for our general meeting.
Certainly. Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
And Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
There are four present in the chair. Supervisor Bruza notified the office this week that he would not be in attendance this evening.
Okay. And just for purposes of the minutes, Supervisor Corrado is participating as well.
Okay, just a reminder for everyone that is here this evening that our township meetings are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. And when speakers come up to the podium, if they'd like to place comments on the public record, we ask that you come to the podium, you state your name and your address, and you keep your comments to 3 minutes or less. So with that, I would like to open up tonight's meeting to anyone that's in the audience that would like to place comments on the public record. Okay. Seeing that there's no one here this evening that would like to offer comments, we will move on to our first order of business, which is the consent calendar. And just for everyone's benefit, the consent calendar is available in the back, and it lists all of the items that we're considering as part of the consent calendar.
I'll make a motion that we approve the consent calendar as outlined, items A through D, in tonight's agenda.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I will second that.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there any questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the consent calendar for this evening is adopted. Okay, the next item is our first item of new business, and this is requesting the authorization to release a memorandum of understanding between the Township of Derry and the Hershey Company, Entertainments and Resorts, and Hershey Trust Company, for the purpose of allocating maintenance responsibilities for various improvements along 743 and 422. I believe this is Mr. Emmerich or Mr. Christman. Mr. Christman, if you wouldn't mind giving us the background.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For a number of years now, Township and what I'll refer to as the entities in this case, that includes Hershey Company, Hershey Entertainment and Resorts, and the Hershey Trust Company, have been working towards development of a maintenance and responsibilities agreement, or an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, that would help us allocate who is responsible for maintaining certain approved public improvements along State Route 743 and US 422 as part of all the streetscape projects that have been going on in the downtown for the last number of years. So through the efforts of the entities, the township, our solicitor's office, our engineer's office, we have been able to develop an MOU. At this point, that's in final form from the township's perspective. If the board would authorize that to be released this evening, we'll make sure that that gets to the entities tomorrow for their consideration, and that probably will begin some dialogue back and forth between us and them. We will see this again before the board once it gets to a final form. But at this point, this is all of the township's concerns, I think, have been memorialized in a way that will help us delineate those responsibilities moving forward. So unless there are any questions from the board this evening, I would recommend that the board authorize the administration to release this MOU this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Christman. And as you mentioned, this has been something that's been considered by all of the groups involved for many years, with lots of digging deep into the details.
That's correct. In fact, it predates me. You know, when I started as manager back in 2018, this process was kind of getting started. And you know, several different drafts have gone back and forth, and we finally sat down and I think cohesively put everything together. Like I said, through the help of HRG and our solicitor's office, you know, we were able to really solidify what the township's position is with respect to these improvements.
Are there any questions or comments? Okay. All right, hearing none, it is up for a motion if a supervisor would like to make a motion.
I'll make a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorize the release of the Memorandum of Understanding between the Township of Derry and the Hershey Company, Hershey Entertainment Resorts Company, and the Hershey Trust Company for their review and consideration.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Wyckoff, is there a second?
I will second that.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Spruta. Is there any additional comments or concerns? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you. All right, next item for our consideration is the approval of approval of revisions to the development agreement with the Penn State University Preliminary Final Land Development Plan for Penn State University College of Medicine Comparative Medicine Facility Expansion, Plat 1360. Mr. Hunter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, the Board of Supervisors approved this plan, Plat 1360. A little while ago. This plan proposes two phases of development. The first phase has been completed, which was the demolition of the existing kennels and to install two new research trailers. The second phase is to expand the building in two places, resulting in an increase of floor area of roughly 10,000 square feet. In your packet, I provided you the track changes version of the existing developer's agreement that has gone back and forth between Penn State Health and Pat Armstrong. And I do want to draw your attention to the one item which Pat does like to bring before the board, which is any flexibility related to the hours of construction for a development. And for reasons noted in their letter, they're asking that they be given some leeway with hours of construction. Marvin is here this evening, if anybody has any questions, but that's a good summary of the request.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. At least when I looked at it, it looks like there's some really sensitive things going on there that might not want to have noise happening for those experiments and the research that's going on. So it seems like that it's very sensitive to the noise issues, and thank you if this was Mr. Emmerich that provided the detailed sketch of how far any residential structures are from the construction that's going on.
So. That was a Penn State exhibit.
Oh, well, thank you. That definitely helps, because there's always a concern for us about how residents will be impacted by any construction noise, and it looks like there's not a lot of residential homes that are close by. Are there any board members that have any questions or concerns?
No, but I'll make the motion.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we authorize the requested revision to the development agreement regarding permitted construction hours, as requested in the February 6, 2023 letter from Penn State Health for the preliminary final land development plan for Penn State University College of Medicine Comparative Medicine Facility Expansion, Plat 1360.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Okay. Is there any additional questions or concerns to discuss? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you. Okay, moving on to number C, or letter C, consideration of approval of revisions to the development agreement with the Hershey Company for the preliminary final stormwater management and land development for Project Milton, Plat 1362. Again, Mr. Emmer, provide the background.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this was in front of the board at your January 24th meeting, in which time you asked for some additional information to be provided. I'm going to highlight the requests. One is regarding the overall work schedule. They're asking permission to work on Saturdays from 7 to 5. They say in their request that typically Saturday work is used to replace weekday work that's forfeited due to weather. And by example, they noted that in the 45 days since the start of construction of the sewer main relocation, 17 of the 45 working days were lost to weather. They're also asking for permission to conduct overnight work for the sewer relocation on four consecutive days, with a minimum of 48 hours advance notice to us. The work proposed under this request is really to have one person there monitoring the pump to give you an idea of the sewer main relocation. Typically, a gravity main is an 8-inch main. That's what serves most neighborhoods. This is a 24-inch gravity main, so it's a pretty big main. And there will be a time when they'll have to pump around to keep the flows going and complete their construction. That's not very intensive work to have somebody there monitoring. For the concrete floors for this building, which is rather large, they're asking for permission to begin pouring the concrete floors no earlier than 4 a.m. or prior to 6 a.m. for 8 consecutive weeks. They note that the concrete plants open at 3 o'clock during the summer and they start shipping out immediately. They would give us 48 hours advance notice for the first activity and notice upon completion. It's anticipated that this floor work would end by 6 p.m. in the evening. They note that pouring concrete, you have to keep going. And likewise, they're going to have an individual 3-foot deep floor pour that they would anticipate continuing past 6 p.m. until completed. So they've added some additional requests to this in expanding on their reasons for the requests. And I'm just going to highlight those as well. So part of this project requires a construction permit from Norfolk Southern. The railroads are notoriously slow and difficult to work with, I guess is a fair statement. They're hoping to get moving on their construction of the building, in other words, recording the land development plan. Likewise, the stormwater, once it goes through the railroad pipe, will eventually go behind Select Medical the Penn State Health Rehabilitation Center, under Hershey Park Drive and through High Meadow Campground. They have begun discussions with High Meadow Campground about the means and methods to help protect them, to help make improvements and so on. Those conversations are still underway. In my report, I was suggesting that the supervisors waive having that information done prior to recording. However, upon further consultation with HRG and some meetings with the Hershey Company, I think it would be a better solution if the board was willing to if the Hershey Company would provide the board and entertainment and resorts a hold harmless agreement to allow the issuance of a building permit. And you're correct looking at Pat because he's going to probably add to that.
Yeah. So just so everyone understands, the gist of this is they're asking for the ability, I believe, to secure a building permit and start the actual construction of the building prior to having the plans recorded, correct? Prior to completing all the conditions associated with the approval of the land development plan. That's not the norm. If there are specific situations in this situation that would warrant it or allow for it, at least based upon what the township feels is appropriate, we can discuss that. But it would be, if that's the direction we go, yes, it would be subject to a preliminary, what I typically have called these are preliminary earth moving agreements, but they usually just mean moving dirt and some additional earthwork and not necessarily pulling a building permit. So this is a little bit more than the norm, and it's really a comfort level from the township at this point. I don't know where we are on that comfort level, but it would be subject to the appropriate agreement, assuming the risk, indemnifying the township, still posting the requisite amount of financial security associated with all of the improvements, and a number of other things. But I think first, maybe we need to know if we have a comfort level from Chuck's office and HRG, and if not, what we need in order to get there. If this is something the applicant is telling us, they're not going to have all the conditions met for land development approval within a certain period of time. And there's nothing requiring the board, just so it's very clear, there's nothing requiring the township to agree to this request.
Right. Before we dive deep into that matter, The Hershey Company has asked that the hours of operation be considered separately from
That's what I thought we were talking about this evening.
So with that, thank you.
So what we're discussing and what we're voting on is the hours of operation, correct?
Let's have a conversation.
Okay.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Greg Rogalski. I'm with Pannoni Associates, Kenny Hindwall here as well with the Hershey Company. I think we are asking for two separate, essentially, requests, as Chuck has indicated. One is related to the hours of operation. But we would ask that some action potentially be considered in terms of the actual two other requests, which is, I'll call it the whole harmless slash recording kind of issue related to the building permit. I think it's, as Mr. Armstrong indicated, you know, this is a situation where we have a rather complex project. We have been through 8 reviews with HRG. We are down to, you know, essentially administrative items, with 2 of those items as kind of outlined in this particular letter related to this downstream stormwater issue, as well as the other issue associated with the Norfolk Southern project. We have submitted to Norfolk Southern. We've gotten review comments from them. As of 2 weeks ago, we had 2 minor comments. So we feel at the end of that process, unfortunately, as Chuck indicated, the end of that process still could be several months before we actually get some type of permit from them. And we've also provided the requisite downstream analysis and done a number of studies in terms of what we are proposing to do in terms of discussions with H&R at the campground, as well as township eventually and DTMA. That kind of area is an issue already, and there's a lot of things that are colliding together in that particular small piece of the puzzle. So as kind of indicated, you know, that hours of operation that we would ask that you know be considered this evening, as well as you know this issue related to essentially hold harmless agreement slash early issuance of a foundation permit to be able to start construction with the building.
I would suggest, like I said, separating those two out. If the board is inclined to consider the request for the revisions to the hours of operation, I think that's in a spot tonight where if the board's comfortable with it, you can act on that. The other request associated with pulling the building permit or recording the planning complying with those conditions, I think that might need to get pushed maybe to the next meeting if Chuck's office and HRG need to look at some more things. And I will make very clear, I anticipate if that is the direction the township's okay with, we'll have a very clear, hey, you know what, okay, you can start with this, go to here, but no more than this until everything is in place. I mean, if you're telling me you simply want the foundation and nothing, maybe that's where, I don't know, I think we have to have that conversation as to what that threshold would be. But that's second. First is whether or not the township's agreeable to the request. Okay? Does that make sense?
That makes sense. So we're going to tackle the first part, which is what we talked about last time
right. When
Mr. Heinbach came and we talked about the hours of operation. And at least reading through the briefing packet that we all received, there's been some amendments made that I think hopefully will make us all more comfortable with the impact of the residents, with noise and traffic concerns. So thank you, board, for working with Chuck. And it looks like you're putting together some directions for the drivers that are coming through and making sure that they're going through University Drive and not through Sotera Station. So thank you for that on behalf of that community so that they don't have the big trucks coming through. So I know that this board has all talked about that. Does anybody have any questions in regards to that component of the project?
No, I'm satisfied with your corrections.
Okay.
I'm good as well.
Mm-hmm. So, if we're separating them out, how do we tackle
your motion to the extent you want to consider them this evening would be specific to the requested revisions to the development agreement that has already been signed, right?
You mean the first round of that?
Correct.
Yeah.
So it would be a motion to amend the already executed development agreement to reflect the requested revisions outlined in Chuck's February 3rd, 2023 agenda item memo specific to regarding the overall work schedule, regarding the sewer main relocation, and regarding the concrete floor pours with respect to the hours, and not specifically excluding the request with respect to the pooling of the building.
Okay.
not this meeting.
I'm hoping I wrote all the questions correctly. Okay. Is there any questions from board members? And then I'm going to attempt to make the appropriate motion so that we can get this process started for you guys.
Actually, it might be easier. I'm looking at their letter of request. And maybe if one also referenced their February 7th, 2023 letter, it would only, and Chuck, correct me if I'm wrong, but it would only address the requests, number one, and the number two and three would not be part of the letter, correct, Chuck?
Looking at the motion, that's the preliminary final stormwater management and land development plan. So that if we're making that motion, we're approving all of it, which is we're not prepared to do that.
No, that's correct.
Okay.
Well, my apologies.
I'm going to attempt to make a specific motion to approve what we just talked about. And Mr. Armstrong, if I overstate, if you wouldn't mind correcting me. So I'm going to offer a motion to amend the executed development plan specific to the work schedule, the sewer relocation, and the concrete floor plan as detailed in February 7th, 2023 letter from the Hershey Company in accordance with the time and limits notified in that document. Is that enough?
That's fine.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
You said the plan or the development agreement?
It'll be an amendment to the development
agreement. Okay.
I knew what you said.
I just want to make sure.
Is there any additional discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, that portion of the plan passes. And then are we going to tackle the next portion after Mr. Armstrong, Mr. Emmerich, and HRG have a chance to look at that portion?
If I could just add, I think in the interest of time, of course, that's why we're asking this request, that if there's any concerns on behalf of the board in terms of those two particular issues, I can walk through very quickly, as I mentioned, in terms of the Norfolk Southern. We're almost there. We have two minor comments. I don't believe, we feel like we've been through kind of that preliminary review, and it's just a matter of waiting it out. Ultimately, that crossing will not be constructed until that permit is received. And the town, we have already posted our bond with the township, so I just wanted to make that clear.
Yeah, you said whether or not there's any concerns. You understand this is not a normal type of request. So there are concerns with allowing it. There's nightmare projects for municipalities.
Perhaps I could say concerns that we could address. You know what I mean?
So maybe when you're discussing with HRG and Chuck's office, and we really describe and be specific as to what we're really dealing with and what the potential risk that you're basically assuming is associated with starting building the building prior to having everything.
So it's an interesting scenario, and I'll throw it out there. If they weren't to allow the construction of the crossing, it would be the same condition as it is today. We're proposing an improvement to that to reduce flooding on our side of the embankment. So in a little twist of fate, if you weren't to get the permit and we didn't do the crossing, we would be in the same scenario as we're sitting here today.
So, but you need those stormwater improvements as part of the land development plan?
It's illustrated on the land development plan. However, once again, we could, we are putting this crossing as we feel that's the correct thing to do, continue this water downstream. There's other ways to go about it. Now, that's not the way the land development plan is currently shown. We are putting the crossing in. Shown and sold.
I think the proper motion might be, if the board can so entertain, that the applicant, HE&R, work with staff and Pat Armstrong to look at developing an agreement, and we'll see where that takes us by the next meeting.
I mean, it's up to the board. I don't think they have to take any kind of action tonight. If you're not in a position to indicate that you have a comfort level with what they're proposing. If you are, then maybe they do want to, or maybe just wait until there's some discussions between now and the next meeting and see if we are at that spot.
But I think the conversation should continue, and I think you should be part of it.
Okay.
That sounds great, because I think that we came into this thinking that we were looking at something that we just approved and not this additional piece of information. So if you could just give us the time just to do our due diligence and make sure that everyone on this side is firmed up, then we can come back and talk about it.
We appreciate any expeditions may or may not get it done. I like to support them when you get those. Thank you very much.
Thank you both for coming in and offering your comments and also making sure that all of the plans moving forward are considering, considering the neighbors that might impact it. So thank you.
Very good. Have a good night.
Okay, moving on. The next item on our agenda is the request to close West Arriba Avenue between Glen Road and Valley Road for the St. Joan of Arc Church Festival. Chief Warner.
See if I can do that without any feedback.
It can go along with the beeping outside.
What's that?
I said it can go along with the beeping outside.
Do you want me to go up to the mic there?
No, you'll be fine.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Letter request was received from the Festival Committee, St. Joan of Arc Festival Committee member Paul Schroeder, in February 2023, asking for assistance. Paul Schroeder had requested West Arriba Avenue between Valley Road and Glen Road to be closed for traffic for added safety due to heavy pedestrian traffic of those attending the festival. This area along West Arriba Avenue will be used for handicap parking as well. Paul Schroeder indicated that festival committee members will be contacting residents who reside within the requested road closure to inform them of the festival and of the intended road closure. The dates of the festival are June 8th, 9th, and 10th of this year. Festival committee members are requesting the roadway be closed each day during the festival operating hours between 5 p.m. and 10 p.m. And festival committee personnel will be responsible for placing the barricades at the time of the closure and then also for removal of the barricades at the end of the festival and the roadway being reopened each evening. This has been an annual event. We've had no issues reported to us or with the closure or the festival itself. And the road closure makes it safer for everybody attending the festival. Paul Schroeder, who's here tonight, in case you have any questions of him, advised the festival committee, even though we're kind of on the downside of all the COVID-19 restrictions, they will monitor CDC guidelines, and if anything comes up where additional restrictions are needed, they will meet those COVID-19 restrictions from the CDC.
Thank you, Chief. Okay. Is there any questions or concerns?
I'll make the motion.
Please do.
I'd like to make a motion that the request to close West Arriba Avenue between Glen and Valley Roads on the evening of June 8th, 9th, and 10th of 2023 from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the annual St. Joan of Arc Festival be hereby approved.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Seconded by Supervisor Perrano. Is there any additional comments or concerns? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you, and thank you for joining us today. We're looking forward to it. Feels like it could be June pretty soon out there.
Look forward to having you join us.
All right, the last item of new business on our agenda is the request by the Downtown Hershey Association to have alcoholic beverages in Chalky Town Square in conjunction with the events that are part of DHA's Life on Chocolate event series for the 2023 year. Mr.
Amrit. Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a typical request. I think this is the 8th year, maybe. The Township Code requires that the Board of Supervisors approve any events which would have alcoholic beverage in the Chocolate Town Square Park. DHA is planning their 2023 Life on Chocolate series events. The events known thus far are listed in the agenda item. Downtown Hershey is committed to ensuring that any alcohol service provided at Life on Chocolate events is done so in a safe and responsible manner. The organization continues to coordinate with the events with the Derry Township Police Department and works with local vendors who supply and serve alcohol to guarantee the proper licensing and responsible alcohol management, or RAMP, or training for intervention procedures, tips, alcohol certified servers, and vendors are in place.
Fun things that are headed our way this summer and fall. Are there any questions from your members about this?
Madam Chair, I'm going to recuse myself from this because I am a member of the PHA board.
Okay. That means that this will have to pass with all three of the rest of the supervisors that are here today, myself, Mr. Wyckoff, and Mr. Carrata. Is there any additional questions or concerns? Hearing none, I will offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors allows the alcoholic beverages to be on the premises of the Chocolate Town Square events in conjunction with the 2023 Life on Chocolate event series, as identified by Mr. Emmerich. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any additional comments or concerns? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please vote aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, that wraps up our new business for this evening. So moving on to supervisor, board, and committee reports. Why don't we start with our department reports? So we'll start with Chief Wynn. Do you have anything for this evening? Oh, okay. I was going to do that first, but okay, we'll do supervisor reports. I'm sorry. Yeah, Mr. Samudo, Supervisor Samudo, go ahead.
I have nothing.
Nothing. We're going to make this quick this evening. Mr. Corrado, do you have anything for
the
committee order?
I echo Mr.
Zabruda. Okay. Mr. Wyckoff, do you have any report? Okay. The only thing I will add is that Supervisor Zabruda and I did, since our last meeting, have a tax association board meeting. And so we did get updated on the progress of the transitioning the tax association from here, where it was next door, to Duncan County and to Keystone. We have heard from a few residents that have had to file new exemptions, but so far the process is going very smoothly, and we're really excited that residents can now pay online, they can file their exemptions online, and that we are saving taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars a year with this move. So that's all that I will add. And it seems like it was a longer time ago than it was. It was like, it's been a while since we've had a meeting with the kind of those 3 week gaps.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to our department heads, Chief Warner.
I don't really have much of anything, but next meeting of the 28th, I believe, we will be doing a promotional ceremony for the sergeant's position that was vacated by Sergeant Darren Cotton. Officer Wendy Burkle will be appointed as sergeant, so we'll do that at the 28th meeting.
Oh, excellent. Okay. And I don't know if Mr. Wyckoff wants to know, he got a very nice thank you note from a resident about the officers and how helpful they were to a family.
We'll find out who those officers were.
Yeah.
And thank them appropriately, and let them know, and let the board know who those officers are as well. So if you see them, you'll be able to thank them in person. But very nice things. We always try to reinforce that politics is one interaction with a member of our community to affect how they view our department and how they view their township as a whole. So those type of interactions are very important to us.
We are very fortunate to have all the police officers. I mean, you guys are top notch, so thank you for all the work you do. It's really nice when a resident takes the time to write a thank you note.
Yes. So.
Okay. Mr. Sassman.
I have nothing for this evening. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Piccolo.
Public Works has nothing.
I know it's been a quiet season for you guys.
Yep, we're living away from the
world.
James.
All right, this is Jack.
Poet Kate Baer will be appearing at the library on Saturday, February 18th at 2 p.m. We're really excited to welcome her. We also have an exciting partnership with the Midtown Scholars. We'll actually be broadcasting one of their virtual events in the library so people can watch them. And that takes place on Wednesday, February 22nd at 2 p.m. And Jojo Moyes and Lisa Jewell will be in conversation. Jojo Moyes wrote Me Before You. It's a very popular book, so we're really excited to have this new partnership. And we also have a survey that we're currently advertising, so if you have the opportunity, please take the survey. We'd love to hear what you have to say. It's open until March 1st.
Thank you. We've got a lot going on. The library is busy.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Jackson.
I keep no report from Parks and Rec today.
Okay. Touch about your name, Mr. Stein.
Only report here is just an update that there is a new funding program coming out of the Transportation Infrastructure Safety Improvement Program. We've been kind of tracking that informally in our monthly meeting. The program guidelines are to be released on March 1st, and should have more information on it. Next meeting.
Great, excellent, thank you. Mr. Emmerich, anything additional this evening?
Pat and I have been working on the fireworks ordinance, and I think we're to the point of advertising it. So with the board's permission, we'll advertise it, and I'll just take a hearing to adopt. So we'd like to schedule that at some point.
Should we try to schedule that soon for like this meeting or no? Not ready yet.
Maybe the first meeting in March.
Okay.
So are you requesting it be placed on the agenda for the board to formally authorize it to be advertised? To review it first and then authorize it?
Sure.
Okay, so maybe one of the next
228.
Let's not do it the 20th.
No. If it's meeting on the 20th, you'll be requesting authorization to advertise the proposed ordinance.
Okay. Yep.
For the first meeting in March, and then we'll consider it then. Okay. Anything additional?
No.
Okay. Mr. Grisman, anything to add this evening?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have one item to add this evening. As the board's aware, this afternoon or earlier this morning, actually, we received notice from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that our RACP grant for the community center project, that application or that agreement has finally been prepared. So that will come before you at your meeting on the 28th. Barring something really crazy in the agreement, I would assume that the board would approve that. That would then set us up to then begin making formal payment application through the program to then reimburse the township for the $2 million that we received. So that's excellent news. And then last thing to say, I'm just glad Bob Pickler is here.
Okay. All right. Well, that takes us to our second option for an ordinance that would like to place comments on the executive this evening. If you'd like to make comment, please come forward. I'd love to hear from you. Okay. Seeing that no one is coming forward to offer comments for the public record, that leads us to our very last order of business, which is adjournment.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Thank you, Supervisor Smith. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Supervisor Prado. All right, all in favor of adjournment, please vote aye.
Aye.
All right. Good night, everybody.